got a little bit behind. Technology wasn't quite working the way I wanted it to, so I wanted to bring this podcast to you today. This is a brand new show I'm going to do on a monthly basis called The Million Dollar Coach. And this podcast is in alignment with a product that we have called the Million Dollar Coaching Summit, which is something I'm going to continue to do more and more, which is where we teach people how to speak, how to coach, how to train, and how to lead. 81% of Americans say they want to write a book. For those of you watching this live right now, Tommy Davidson, Michael Parton, share it with other people. 81% of Americans say they would like to write their own book. In essence, they have a song to sing and they have people to sing it to. They just don't know how to package that song to get it out to the market. They don't know how to market that song. They don't know how to get on a stage. They don't know how to turn a stage into a coaching assignment. They don't know how to build products. So because I'm, you know, kind of starting this new podcast called The Million Dollar Coach, I'm going to break down everything I've learned the last 28 years of coaching people. So if you are out there and you've ever asked yourself, man, I would like to speak, I would like to coach, I would like to train, I would like to lead, I have the desire inside of me to help other people, then this podcast and this show is going to be for you. It's going to be on Spotify, iTunes, Podcast Republic, Stitcher Radio, and we will punch this out to the market on my YouTube channel. So every single month, I'm going to be breaking down, how do you speak, how do you coach, how do you train, how do you lead? Today's show is about how did I get started coaching? And it is a breakdown of the last 28 years of speaking and coaching. It's one thing to write a book. It's another thing to know how to sell the book. We are generating roughly 1,000 to 1,200 leads per month for my coaching business. And I want to show you the psychology of selling coaching. There's so many coaches out there that don't know how to become prosperous with the message. They don't know how to build it. And quite honestly, for several years, I didn't know. We'll get into how you sign six-figure contracts, which is a webinar I'm doing next week. We'll get into how do you coach entire companies? How do you market your services? How do you solve a problem? So this is a new podcast called The Million Dollar Coach. It will be up everywhere. And thank you for joining me this morning. I wanted to get this in this morning to help you. And today it's going to be, how did I start coaching? How did I start my coaching business? When I was 15 years old, I grew up in the small town of Woodbury, Tennessee. Good morning, Zach Rains. And I was a kid just like everybody else. I got in trouble. I was a pretty good athlete. I was on the basketball team. I was a much better baseball player than I was a basketball player. And at 15 years old, I was a member of the Beta Club. Okay, Sean Wright, I was a member of the Beta Club, and that was an honor society. Don't ask me how I got in, but I did get in. I actually did get kicked out of the Beta Club for a semester for sneaking down to Nancy Rhodes's room on one of the conventions, right? And but they let me back in because I was a good kid, and I apologized. And if you guys knew Nancy Rhodes, you would understand why I snuck down to her room, because she was the prettiest girl in the whole school, right? And when I was 15 years old, a local dentist in my town. Now, this is very important to building your coaching business, because who's coaching you matters. 15 years old, a local dentist named Daryl Deason was heavy into drama, the art center, all these things. And he would come and choose a student at the local high school. And he would coach them for a year to run for a national Beta Club office. This is like a political, a political race where you run, you have to campaign, you have to shake hands, you have to get up on stage, you have to speak. And he said, kid, I'm going to take you and I'm going to teach you how to speak and coach and have a cadence and a rhythm and how to write a speech. This is at 15 years old. Imagine the advantage for all you out there in the world who have children. The advantage your children are going to have is who's coaching them. What environments do you place them into? I have to remind myself all the time, who's coaching my daughter matters. Who's coaching your kid matters. And so at 15 years old, I get coached every night after basketball practice. I would go to this guy's house and he would teach me how to speak, how to have a cadence, how to have rhythm, how to command attention, how to make eye contact. And I win the state Beta Club office. And part of my job was to travel and speak, right? And so another thing I did is I got to go to a Broyhill Leadership Academy. And the Broyhill Leadership Academy was where I went to North Carolina to the Broyhill family put on a big leadership academy. I was the only student from my high school, and I went to this Broyhill Leadership Academy, and I got to get around other kids, and we studied leadership for a solid week. It's one of the best things I ever did. And around this time, I am turned on to speaking. I'm like, man, I like when I speak, there's an energy. There's an exchange. It's almost like an artist and an entertainer where there's energy back and forth between the artist and the audience, which is the same feeling I get today when I speak. And so at 15 years old, I'm turned on to it. I go around the country and I speak, right? And at 18 years old, because if you just joined us today, you're listening to a new podcast I have called The Million Dollar Coach, where I break down how to build a speaking, coaching, training business, how to generate millions of dollars of revenue, how to land big contracts, how to sell online academies, how to create products. And at 18 years old, I go to a coaching clinic because I'm a learner. I'm hungry. I'm curious. And I go to a coaching clinic from the great coach Don Meyer. And Don Meyer was the coach at David Lipscomb University. And he said, if you don't read another book this year, you got to pick up a copy of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And at 18 years old, I'm coaching Woodbury Grammar School. I go to Don Meyer's clinic, and I go straight to the bookstore, and I read The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, guys. And it changed my life. Now, let me tell you what it did. If you want to speak, coach, train, lead, you got to have a message. You got to have a message. But here's one thing you got to have if you ever want to coach people. You got to have a methodology. And this is what too many people do not have. It's all cotton candy, man. They got a concept, but they don't have a methodology. You got to have a message. You got to have a methodology. You got to have a mentor. And you got to have a mission. And if you don't have these things, what happens is you're just out there in the world and you're just like everybody else. So, well, at 18 years old, I'm studying Covey, and now I got a methodology. He's got these 7 habits. And he introduces me to something called the whole person theory, which would serve me forever, which says people are made up of 4 parts, a body, a mind, a heart, and a spirit. Each of these parts produce different needs, different intelligences, different capacities. See, the way I land 6-figure contracts today is I have a methodology. It's not just pop-up psychology. There's real meat on the bone. We're really moving a statistic. I was just talking to a financial advisor in Florida we're coaching, and his business is up 246% year over year with that line of business. That's real methodology. So there's too many people out there that want to speak. Maybe they got a message, but they don't have a methodology. Okay, and they dabble with it. Now let me ask you a question. How good can you be at something if you dabble with it? So at 18 years old, now I got a methodology. Now I got a message. And I start saying, I'm going to teach my players those 7 habits, right? I'm going to teach those players, my players, every player that plays for me, the 7 habits, which made me different than everybody else that was a coach. So from 18 to 25, I study Covey. I study these 7 habits of effective people. I study how to inner engineer a person. I study the body, mind, heart, and spirit. I study potential. I start breaking confidence down to a science. All of these things will become books. All of these things will become podcasts. All of these things will become speaking engagements. All of these things will become part of my message in life. All of these things would make me better as a coach. So at 25 years old, I start to have some success. Now, this is real important to build a speaking coaching business. Think of something in your life right now that you've been successful at, that other people have asked you for the recipe. How did you do it? What did you do? How did you get started? How did it work? Okay. How did you get that job? How did you get that role? How did you land that contract? How did you make $1 million? How did you buy a jet? How did you do this? How did you buy millions of dollars of real estate? What is it you've done in your life that other people have been curious about? I call that a demonstrated capacity. You've baked the cake, and now you are qualified to sell the recipe. You've baked the cake, now you're qualified to sell the recipe. See, I coach people. Let's just take the mortgage industry. Multiple $100 million people, which means they're making over $1 million personally. They've baked the cake, man, for years. They know how to do it. They know how to sell. They know how to market. They know how to love on customers. They know how to extract referrals. They know how to get attention to the point of they're doing it at $100 million a year. They could then turn around and sell that recipe to other people through what? Speaking, coaching, books, intellectual property. Okay. And right now, I think we've got 16 books out of the market. I'm working on a major book deal on my new book called Flip the Switch about Prey Drive. I'll show you in this podcast how to get major book deals. I'll show you how to get your book in, not just on Amazon, but in bookstores, in airports, how to have a bestseller, right? And so when you think about this, at 25 years old, I'm starting to have some success with my methodology that I learned from 18 to 25. Too many coaches don't have a methodology. They got a message and that's it. If you all you got's a message and you're going to be a good speaker, but you're never going to turn a speaking engagement into a six-figure contract because you ain't got enough content. It is not packaged appropriately. Packaging is finding what makes you special, packaging what makes you special, and selling what makes you special. Okay, and that's what I teach at the Million Dollar Coaching Summit. I show you how to take a simple message and turn it into a book, a podcast, a TV show, a coaching program, an online course, an intensive, a one-day, a three-day boot camp, a one-year coaching contract. Like I show you how to generate millions of dollars through just a simple concept. Like take Flip the Switch. Flip the Switch is a new book I've got. Now I've got a boot camp on it. Now we're working on a reality show for it. Now we turn it into a curriculum. Now we turn it into a program. Now we turn it into an online academy. Now we turn it into a webinar series. Like that's really what the Million Dollar Coach podcast is going to do. It's going to show you how to do this. So at 25 years old, I'm having a little bit of success because I started at 15. I'm now 25. I've been working the muscle for 10 years. Study mastery. Most people have mastery at 10 years. And I'm starting to get a rhythm here. Now I decide that I'm going to write a book. If you're out there and you're listening to this podcast today and you're watching this show called The Million Dollar Coach, which is a brand new podcast for me, how many of you by a show of hands or a like or an emoji believe you have a book inside of you? How many of you believe that you have a message inside of you that is worthy of sharing with the world? 81% of Americans, 200 million Americans say they do. One of the best things I did, you see these books behind me? One of the best things I ever did was take the concept in my brain and write a book on it. My first book was called Changing Lives Through Coaching. Let me tell you why this is important. Because the book forces you to have a message. The book forces you to have a message, guys. And when you're thinking about this, Terry Faulkner is... If life's worth living, it's worth writing down, even if you only write it down for your children. Okay? I write a book called Changing Lives Through Coaching, and the people I wrote the book for didn't even buy it, which were coaches. And I had this idea, I'm gonna have these workshops for junior pro basketball coaches, and I'm going to teach them how to change these kids' lives. I sold one. I made $400. But guess what? The coaches in that room were dads, and dads were business guys. And one of those business guys said to me, hey, I want you to come speak to my people. How much would it cost for you to speak to my people? And I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't even have a pricing structure. He's like, what's it going to cost me? And I'm like, $350. He said, okay, is that all? Now I'm thinking, man, I'm going to make $350 for 3 hours. This is incredible. The book forces you to have a message. The message... Okay, the book has to solve a problem. The book and your message has to solve a problem. The book gets you speaking engagements. Because if you write a book, people want you to talk about it. Like this afternoon, I'm doing a thing for Emeritus, which is one of the top financial brokers in the world. And they want me to talk about person of interest, how you become a person of interest in the world. How do you attract business versus chase business? They're going to put me in front of their advisors. I'm coaching one of their top 1% of their advisors right now. In Ernesto and Emilius down in Florida. He said they're up 276% in this business. Now, here's my point. Now that you got a book, now you got a message, now the message gets you in front of people. It brings an energy and a life force. When you get these speaking engagements, you need to bring an energy and a life force. You need to think transformation versus transaction. You need to think, I'm going to come in and bring the thunder, right? A contagious confidence, which is uncommon, by the way. Most people are not only buying a methodology, they're buying the messenger. They're buying affinity. They're buying a belief. So once I had the book at 25 years old, I started to secure some speaking engagements. Not all paid. Some of them were paid. Some of them were not paid. But now I got a message. Now I'm taking my little message and I'm beating that drum. And I'm getting out in front of people. Okay? And the message solves a problem. I'm going to teach you how to change a person's life through the coaching process. When I'm speaking, I'm going to bring an energy and a life force. I'm going to come in and make this a transformative experience. I'm going to bring a contagious confidence. So what is your message right now? If I pin you down and said, look, you got to write the book. You got to write the white paper. You got to position yourself as an expert. The message has got to be intriguing. The reason my book, Person of Interest, is intriguing is because so many people have a desire to become people of interest. So who needs it? Anybody who's in a sales position who wants to attract business to them versus chase business. Those are the people who want to become people of interest, right? If you've ever chased leads, if you've ever made outbound phone calls, if you've ever tried to convince people to buy your products and services, imagine flipping the script and you becoming so valuable that people are chasing you. Your skill set is in high demand. You are publicizing good works that you do, which is one definition of public relations. Good works publicized. You are pushing out to the market. Okay? Now, one of the questions Diego asked is, who did you model that was intriguing to you? Stephen Covey. Who intrigues me today? Cardone intrigues me because he's such a brilliant marketer. P.T. Barnum, Robert Greene that wrote Mastery, John Maxwell and how he certified coaches, Patrick Lencioni and how he writes fables, right? All of these people intrigue me, and they have a message that solves a problem. Like Lencioni writes a lot of books I should have written, like How to Be a Great Teammate. I should have written that book. Five Dysfunctions of Teams. I was a championship coach. He's writing books that I should have been writing, right? So when you think about it, what's your message? Who needs it? I.e., who would pay to hear it? How compelling is it? Who wants it? Here's the next thing. If you're going to speak and get on stages, you got to have a one sheet. Okay, I'd be happy to send you mine. Email me at coach@coachburt.com. I have my assistant send you my one sheet on America's Coach. Or you can go to my website at coachburt.com. Click on about and see how I tell a story of who I am and where I come from and what methodology I use. You're going to need a one sheet. You're going to need a video. You're going to need a speaking reel if you want to go pro. If you want to speak and coach and train professionally, you got to have a one sheet which tells who you are, your topic, why you're qualified, what they're going to get. You got to have a landing page. You got to have speaking videos that explain the topics. You got to have incredible concepts, which I'll teach you on this show, how to position by concept. My wife has got one of the most killer concepts ever, living with a monster. How do you live with an obsessed person? She could take that concept and make $1 million with it if she wanted to. She could go on tour. She could create workshops. We're doing a retreat in the fall for couples called How do you Live with a Monster? How do you live with an obsessed person? So when I started, one of the best things I did, if you're out there and you're young and you're wanting to get started, is I had a neighbor who was a speaker named Gail Stoner. Great guy. And he was a public speaker. And he said, what you really need to do is you need to go speak for one of these seminar companies. And I'm like, seminar companies? Like, what are you talking about? Well, there's Fred Pryor. There's Career Tracks. There's these different seminar companies out in the world. And I began looking at them. And I said, okay. I said, okay. And I went online, and sure enough, there was a seminar company named SkillPath in Mission, Kansas. And they said to be one of our trainers, trainer means you go in for a day and you train for the entire day an audience. They put the people in the room, they market the services, they do all those things. And I sent them a video. I went to MTSU, I spoke to the MTSU course. I filmed it. I sent them a video and they said, come to Mission, Kansas and get in front of us. I went to Mission, Kansas. They liked it. They hired me to be a trainer. They would market the seminars. I would come in. I did a workshop called Excelling as a First-Time Manager or Supervisor. Excelling as a First-Time Manager or Supervisor. Full day. They paid me $250 a day and they gave me a $40 per diem. You can't eat much on $40. This was back before Google Maps, podcast. I was using old maps, going from city to city, speaking to complete strangers for entire days. But man, it was the best thing that I could ever do this. Now, when I was out there, I learned rhythm how to keep my pulse on the audience. I learned how to entertain people. I learned how to build momentum. And then after 60 of those, selling somebody else's books, I said to myself, I can do this. I don't need Skill Path. I have sucked everything out of this experience. It was a great experience. Thank you. I no longer want to do this. What I want to do is put my own seminars on, put my own workshops on, right? I said, I can do this. Now, this is how speaking turned to coaching. I go out and I would speak because I got a message, because I got a book. I'd get in front of an audience, positioned by concept. People say, well, you coach my team. I was coaching my personal team, my basketball team, on the 7 habits, on the whole person theory, other philosophies, 5 dysfunctions of teams, good to great, power of intention, 5 disciplines of a learning organization. I was coaching my team on these things. Then I would go out and speak, and they'd say, man, will you coach my people on those 7 habits? Will you coach my people on how to build, overcome dysfunction? Okay. And here's what I learned. I quickly learned if I'm going to coach companies, guys, I got to learn how to coach managers. This is very important. Don't miss this. I got to learn how to coach managers. I got to learn how to coach salespeople. I got to learn how to coach operations people. I need to understand how a business works. I need to understand human nature. I need to understand culture. I need to understand assets and liabilities. I need to understand how to teach people how to win. So I begin building out methodologies. So right now we have a managers to coaches program. We have a sales program. We have an individual growth program. We have a monster operations. We got living with the monster. We've got programs for churches. We've got sales systems. We got follow-up plans. Now we have created methodologies. That's what people are buying. They're not just buying you and your energy. They're buying this methodology. And I took this methodology and I began to get long-term assignments in healthcare. My first big contract was $144,000. Signed on to coach nursing homes. I signed a 4-year deal worth almost $500,000 in the prison system. I signed a banking deal worth $150,000 to coach bank people in banks, tellers. Okay. I signed 2 6-figure contracts to coach home builders. This is in my first 3 years of being a professional business coach. And I'm learning the system. I'm learning how to do it. Now, here's some mistakes I made. I was subcontracting too early. I was hiring other people to come in and do some of the work too early. That was a mistake. I didn't have any metrics to know if we were winning or losing. I didn't have my methodology packaged up into a plan that could last for a year. So some people would consume all of my content in 4 months and go, okay, what are we going to do next? Today, I signed 6-month contracts with an option for extension. Because I may be tired of working with them after 6 months. They may be tired of me. May or may not be working. If it's working, we'll keep going. I underestimated how hard it was to turn around bad cultures. I didn't understand human nature, which is what I should have been studying during that period. I needed a structure. And here's a big thing. I hadn't built a successful business myself. I didn't really understand revenue generation, cost control, assets and liabilities. I was just a coach of human nature. So let me finish the show off by this. This is a new podcast I've got called The Million Dollar Coach. I'm going to teach you how to speak, how to coach, how to train, how to lead. Basically, what I've done the last 18 years since I was 25, I'm going to show you how I did it. I'm gonna pull back the curtain. I'm going to tell you about the contracts. I'm going to show you how to land big contracts. I'm going to show you how to get on a stage. I'm going to show you how to connect with an audience. And every month, I'm going to be bringing you these podcasts. They'll be on Spotify, my YouTube channel, Facebook. And I want to teach you. All of this leads up to the promotion of my Million Dollar Coaching Summit, which I'm doing 2 times this year, July 9th through the 11th and September 30th through October 2nd, where I break down how you be a coach, how you take a message to the market. You can see more at coachburt.com. I'm going to be doing a webinar that's free June 17th on how to land 6-figure contracts without being a coach for 10 years. You're definitely going to want to be on there. We'll post that link to get access to that in the notes section here so you can sign up for that. It's a free webinar with me, how to land 6-figure contracts without being a coach for 10 years. Guys, I believe a good coach can change a person's life. I believe you can make millions of dollars speaking, coaching, training, leading. You may be thinking, I could never do that. I would disagree. I believe you have something inside of you that you need to share with other people. I believe you got a song to sing and people to sing it to. You have a message to give, a structure to bring. And that's really why I wanted to start this podcast, is because the coaching business has been so rewarding to me and my family. And it's allowed me to live my dreams. It's allowed me to become who I am today. It's allowed me to live the life I live today. It's allowed me to take all of my past, the good and the bad, and package it up and share it with people around the world. And that's what I want to do on the Million Dollar Coach. Thank you for joining us today. I'll post links in the thing. Everybody needs a coach. If you want to email me at coach@coachburk.com. I'd love to get you in something. I'd love to teach you at my coaching summit. I'd love to get you on the webinar. This is going to be an incredible podcast, and I'm going to teach you everything I know to be a Million Dollar Coach. You guys have a great day. Everybody needs a good coach in life. This month in Monster Producer, I'm coaching people in how to get on the same page with their team. And one of the constant themes I hear over and over from every team I coach is, how do we get these people on board? How do we wake them up from a complacency? How do we get them to operate at the highest frequency?
What's up, Doc?
I've been teaching the concept of a thunderbolt, a strategy I learned from the great Pat Riley, which is a sudden, unexpected jolt of energy. The thunderbolt can be positive, it can be negative, but it is always a curveball to make the team think, to make the team perform, to make the team come back to life when they've laid down. Get in Monster Producer, and let me teach you the strategies I use to build world-class championship-winning teams.